Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Pinnell, for today, Sunday, September 17th. Welcome to the show. We have a great show planned for you guys tonight. Our guest tonight is celebrity makeup artist Myla J. Thomas. And before we bring her on, let me just remind you of a couple things. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now, we don't have our guest on the show with us very long tonight, so we're going to save the beauty news until the end of the show. I'm going to send you over to my sister Denise really quickly so that she can greet you, and then we'll start the conversation.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thank you guys for joining us, and I have some very important news to share tonight, especially for those who live in the Atlanta, Georgia area here in the States. So stay tuned for that.
All right. So, again, if you have a comment or a question for tonight's guest or you just want to make a comment to whatever we are talking about, give us a call at 914-803-4399, and we're going to start the show right after this.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about FriendsBeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's F-R-E-N-D-S, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818-691-691. 1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.
All right. Welcome to the show, celebrity makeup artist Myla Thomas. Welcome, Myla.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I know we only have you for a half an hour, so we're going to jump right into the conversation. Why don't you share with our listening audience, you know, a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you started as a makeup artist?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm actually from a little small town, a little southern town, Lenoir, North Carolina. It's like an hour from Charlotte. And I went to college in North Carolina. I went to Salem. I went to HBCU. And I did not study makeup artistry. I studied fine art. So first and foremost, I tell people that I'm an artist, and makeup artistry is something that I kind of evolved into. You know, I first had a love for fine arts and beauty, too. Even as, like, a little girl, I used to, you know, keep my head buried in a magazine and learning, you know, how to highlight and contour or trying to. And then I just kind of paired that with my love for fine arts as I graduated from college. It was kind of like an evolution. So that's kind of, how I kind of evolved into a makeup artist. It wasn't like something that I always thought I would do, you know, but I've been doing it now for 18 years. I started when I graduated from college as a makeup artist for MAC Cosmetics. So I got my primary training there, and really I was just, you know, working while I was interviewing for other jobs, and I really grew to love it, and I saw that it was super lucrative, and I was able to be creative, and, you know, then my passion just evolved, you know, so I realized that it was something that I could really build a career out of, so I stuck with it.
Nice. So you graduated from school while you were in North Carolina. Is that where you went to school in North Carolina? Okay.
So I went to school in North Carolina at, Winston-Salem State University. Yep.
Oh, nice. So we didn't go to an HBCU, but we went to North Carolina State University.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Not far from where you were from. So you're in North Carolina. You started doing makeup with MAC. And
yes.
What led you to Hollywood? Tell us a little bit about your journey to Hollywood.
Oh, and what a journey it was. I worked for MAC Cosmetics and ended up working for a modeling agency in New Jersey. So I was living in Washington, D.C., still working for MAC Cosmetics, and got a job working at a modeling agency in Edgewater, New Jersey. And from there, while I was in New Jersey, and I was traveling back and forth from Washington, D.C. to New York, because I wasn't really ready to make that jump. I wasn't making enough money, you know, working at the modeling agency. So literally, I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and this is the grind and hustle that people don't see. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would drive to New Jersey, and I had to be at work by 9. So I did that every weekend for about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, I did that every Friday. I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, hit the road. It was still dark at night, still dark, was at my job by 9 o'clock and worked. And I stayed with friends. I stayed on people's couches. You know, I had my, you know, I grew to have best friends there who let me stay with them and their families just on the weekends. Then I would drive back to D.C. and I would work my regular job, which was, probably at the time, I was still freelancing for MAC Cosmetics, and then I had started working for BT and started doing, like, you know, industry work, too, in D.C. So I didn't have, you know, I wasn't ready to make that complete jump to New York, so I was doing that. So I did that grind for about 3 years, and then a position opened up for me, Love & Hip Hop New York. Love & Hip Hop New York was probably, you know, my biggest break, and it was really that, it was then that I was like, oh, wow, so I'm really, you know, in a big league now. Like, I'm working with super, super amazing makeup artists that really take their career seriously. And that was, you know, honestly, that's when the red light went off for me. And I realized that I needed to, if I was going to be in this game, I had to be in it to win. And it was then that I, you know, I started an Instagram, and I said, you know, I'm going to be the best makeup artist I can be and not compete with anyone else but myself. And that's when it began for me.
Right. Let me ask you this question.
Open.
Yeah. How was it transitioning from working with models, like working at MAC and then working with models and transitioning into, you know, reality TV?
Reality TV. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. My transition in terms of just learning how to beat, because reality TV is glamour TV. It's not your...
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not Power, you know, it's not Empire,
right.
You know, it's not
right.
It's not your normal, you know, everyday person. It's serious glamour. So my transition honestly was easy because I grew up under the tutelage of Sam Fine, of Derek Rutledge. I came up under some serious heavy duty makeup artists who specialize in melanin beauty. So, you know, working in D.C., some of the best makeup artists, you know, I've ever met in Washington, D.C., because Derek Rutledge, who also does Michelle Obama, who does Oprah Winfrey, he set the tone for makeup artistry at BET in the 80s, you know. So anyone who came through D.C., you know, who knew anybody, you know, African-American who was a makeup artist, you and you worked at BET, you're going to learn some of Derek Rutledge. You're going to learn some of his techniques. His techniques are very similar to Sam Fine, who I also, you know, took a master's class under in 1999. So learning those core techniques of highlighting and contouring, once you have that down pat, you know, that's the basis of television, reality television, because, you know, there's super, you know, highlighting and contouring and blending, you know, so the transition was a little bit easier for me, opposed to someone who hadn't had that type of training before. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you come from editorial, you're going to have a hard time doing reality TV because, you know, editorial makeup is working with a model who's 15, who has baby skin, perfect features, and all you have to do is blow powder on her face and pinch her cheeks.
Right,
and I'm just
right.
keeping it real. And that's an artistry. That's an artistry, but it is not beating and slaying a face. So for me, my transition was easy because I came up under people who wrote the book on how to beat and slay a black face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier. Now, I will say that what I did have to learn about reality TV as I transitioned into Hollywood was it's a Mr. B. It's a more L.A. girl, which is, you know, glowy, you know, it's just the warmer weather, sun is always out, you know. It is a very glowy, softer beat. I mean, I'm not going to say so much natural because it is still beat, but it's different.
Not to stop you, but so what you're saying is
uh-huh.
Reality TV, for instance, in New York or somewhere here on the
uh-huh.
East Coast is a lot
uh-huh.
different from reality TV in L.A.?
For me, it was. I mean, for me,
mm-hmm.
I saw the difference. In
okay.
New York, you know, any state you go to, your environment is going to influence how you dress. It's going to influence how you do your
right.
hair. It's going to influence how you do your makeup. So, you know, you're in an inner city, you know, it is a little bit, it's cold, you know, it's a little bit more tough. So, you know, people take a little more risk, you know, with colors, you know, you're going to do maybe a blue eyeshadow or a green eyeshadow and it's okay. In LA,
mm-hmm.
It's not like that. It's not as, they don't take as many risks. You know, they like to look very, I mean, and I hate to say it, but when I moved to LA, the first thing that I heard was, you know, I want to look natural. I want to look like Kim Kardashian. You know, now as makeup artists, we all know that she has some layers of makeup on. But it is a very natural look. So
right.
it is very L.A., and it kind of sets the tone for what L.A. girls are looking for. You know, so I, you know, quickly, you know, had to understand that, hey, I'm in a different environment now. I'm working with a different lady. I'm working with a different girl. And, you know, it's for glamorous, but it is more, it's not as risky.
You know, it's interesting
yeah.
to hear you say all of this because I was at a coworker's house a few weeks ago, and
mm-hmm.
he had the TV on, and it was I think it was Love and Hip Hop. Is it called Hollywood? Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it was Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and we were looking at it, and he said the makeup on here is so much nicer than the makeup
mm-hmm.
on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's
It's a different look. It makes me think about, you know, because even when you watch Housewives of Atlanta or Housewives
mm-hmm.
of any other state, it's definitely true to what's happening in that particular region.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a style, you know, and for me, you know, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood was my show when I was with Love and Hip Hop New York as a makeup artist for about 3 years, 3.5 years. And so I was given Hollywood as my own show, and that's where I was the glam coordinator and the key artist. So I got to build my own team and create the look and the feel of the show. And so I wouldn't say that it hasn't changed because, you know, I'm not the key artist there or the glam coordinator there now. But I will say that I did set the tone for the first 2 seasons. And it was, you know, so that was kind of cool that I was able to do that. And I was able to kind of create a look based on what I felt like the environment was giving me and what the girls' personality and their style was giving me, you know. And that's kind of how I created my signature look, which is Young Hollywood Glam, which is a very glamorous woman, but she's still young, fresh, and youthful, no matter what age she is. And that's kind of what it is.
You just said something really important because you said basically you were basing the look off of what each individual person was giving you, their own particular style. And that's the thing. It can't, the look should not be cookie cutter. Like, everybody should not be beat to the gods on the show. I think if that's who you are, then great. But if that's not who you are, then you shouldn't look like that. I mean, everybody should have their own, you know, their own unique style.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, leads me to another thing, which is, you know, what makes a great makeup artist, and you just said it. You know, a great makeup artist is someone who does not create a face based off of memory. And I say it all the time. You have to unlearn sometimes. You have to unlearn.
Yep, take my numbers is what I call it.
Hey, you got it. You can't, you know, say everybody has to have an ombre eyebrow. You know, everybody has to have, I don't know, highlight on the tip of their nose and, you know, highlight, 10 highlights on their cheekbone. Everybody doesn't have to have that. You know, some people don't need that. You know, you have to look at the person in front of you and really, really understand what you're looking at. And because makeup artistry, as you know, as makeup artists, is an optical illusion. You know, we look at what needs to be enhanced and what doesn't. So every face is different, so you cannot do the same thing on every face and expect it to look great, you know.
Right.
So it's understanding what's in front of you and understanding the person that's in front of you and her style.
That's right.
That's
just
a great
like,
artist.
I don't know, maybe this might be a crazy example or comparison, but it's just like if you wanted to get your breast done, you're gonna have to consult. You're gonna have to consult with a doctor, right?
Absolutely.
So that doctor is not gonna give you the same size breast that you know, whoever may have a 38C or whatever. You may not have the build for a 38C.
Right.
You know?
So
it's like you have to sit down. The makeup artist has to have that conversation with his or her client.
Absolutely. You have to. You know, some people have very, very strong features. Some people already have high cheekbones. And I do, you know, and as much as I love the way contour and highlight looks on my clients, it does not work for me because I already have that. I naturally have a contoured face, you know, so why am I going to contour it even more? You know, like my nephew, if I do that, my nephew, like, he sends me, like, the skeleton emoji. You know, it's like, that's not right. You know, Quail, he keeps it real. I mean, I could go to him to keep it real. He's like, no, skeleton emoji. What are you trying to do? You know, so it's like, if you already have that, you don't need more of it.
Right.
You have to sometimes take away, you know what I'm saying? Like, take away some layers in order for, you know, it to work.
Absolutely.
You know. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Mala. So when you're creating these young Hollywood glam looks, no matter what, like you said, no matter what the age, what are some of your favorite products and tools to use when you create your looks?
Some of my favorite products and tools to use. I have to start with the foundation, like literally the foundation of the face, and that would be skin. So, you know, first and foremost, you have to have a very even, smooth palette. So my foundations are key. I love mixing mediums. Just as I did as an artist, I love mixing foundation textures. So I'm a big fan of mixing a liquid foundation with a stick in order to get a really smooth, even foundation. So I love Black Opal Stick Foundation, which I've been using ever since 99, Black Opal Stick Foundations, and they have, Black Opal as a company has really grown. They have so many different colors and undertones for our skin, and I love the texture, and I also mix it with a Makeup Forever HD, which is very emollient and buildable, but gives you, you know, like a very good slip to its feel. So I mix a stick foundation with a HD foundation on most of my clients. And I also contour with Black Opal Stick Foundations because I find that just as with painting or drawing, when you're highlighting and contouring, which is, you know, very key for television, you can't just use one color to contour because our face isn't built of one color. You understand? So I'll
right.
take maybe two or three colors to contour my face and then blend them together, which, you know, gives you that more natural appearance opposed to what you may see on Instagram where people just take, like, a dark, dark brown and just chisel it all over the face and start, you know, blending. That doesn't work because that's not how we're, that's not how our skin is. So with Black Opal, I find that you can, you know, choose two or three different colors, and it's very reasonable. Another thing that I love are brow pencils. I love the Anastasia Beverly Hills brow pencil because it creates a very natural hair-like brow. One of the key things that I use in my signature look is I love a very natural-looking waterline, so I love a nude pencil, not white, but nude, and NYX makes a thick nude that you put in your waterline, and what that does, it just makes your eyes look brighter and wider, so that's where the young comes in. You know, it's very useful and fresh opposed to using a black eyeliner all the time. That doesn't necessarily work for everyone, so I use a nude
right.
pencil. And I'm a big fan of creating a signature lash, so I like to take maybe two or three different lash lengths and styles,
mm-hmm.
and I customize them for your eye shape, and I, like, layer them. I layer maybe, like, three at a time, and that kind of gives you a very, you know, glamorous eye, but also something customized to your eye, not just, you know, what everybody else is using. So those are some of the things that I always, you know, do. I customize my foundation. I customize my lashes. I use a nude lip line, a nude eyeliner. And I'm a big fan of rich brown and caramel tones on the lips. And I think those look just great on everyone without looking like you're trying. So
exactly.
I love caramel lips. I love chocolate lips. You know, I love lips that are just kind of like, you know, melanin, shades of different melanin on your mouth. I just mm-hmm. I think it looks natural, you know. So those are some things that I really love.
Now, speaking of makeup products, and we were just talking about this
mm-hmm.
at dinner tonight. Have
yes.
you had a chance to try the products from Fenty Beauty?
I don't have them, but I went into Sephora and I played with them, and I have to be honest, I was blown away.
You said, what was the last part you said?
I was blown away.
Oh, okay.
I was literally blown away. It was I really didn't expect it to be great because
mm-hmm.
it was a celebrity line, and a lot of times celebrities don't have to try to make their products great because their name sells it. But
right.
these products are super unique and innovative. Super, super new, unique, especially like her shimmer powders. I don't know the actual name, but like
mm-hmm.
I think one is called not Trophy Wife. I think I've never touched a highlight like that. I don't know what's in it. It's like crack dust or something. I don't know. Like, what is this amazing stuff? It's really good. It's really unique.
So,
I appreciate the innovativeness of it.
So was the store sold out of products, though, when you went?
No, not the location that I went in. The location I went in wasn't like a heavily, you know, I don't know, it wasn't like a lot. No, it wasn't a big traffic area. So they had a lot left, actually. Yeah, they had a lot left. But it was great.
We can't find it. We can't even find it hardly here in Atlanta.
Well, I was going to say the location I went to was not like, it wasn't in an urban location, you know, so there's not like a lot of
mm-hmm.
African-American ladies coming through. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know how she's marketing it, but they had quite a few products.
Okay.
Yeah, they had quite a few.
Now, let me ask you, how has social media changed your career? Because sounds like you, 18 years ago, so you started, you know, sounds like maybe like 2 years or so after we did. So you know what the industry was like back then. You know what the internet was like back then.
Right.
You know how things have changed. And there are now more options for women of color.
Absolutely.
How do you think social media has helped the industry?
How has it helped the industry? I just feel like, you know, it's taken the place of websites. absolutely taking the place of websites. I mean, I do, I would say, 90% of my business from my Instagram. Having a landing spot so much is not as necessary unless it's an e-commerce site and you're selling products. And then social media, you know, you can do that now on social media. So I just feel like I've always wanted to have a platform, and I've always prayed to have a platform to where I could share my artistry and also spread a message. So it's given everyone a platform to express themselves. It's given everyone a platform for, you know, for people to see what you can do. You can pretty much shape and customize it however you like. You know, I tell people all the time, it's also taken the place, especially Instagram, of editorial, of magazines. People are flipping through it now just as a magazine. So you have to make it very beautiful. You have to make it very engaging. So it's given people, you know, so much. It's able to reach out and touch anyone, basically. Like, you can DM anyone. If there's someone you like to take a look at your work, you can literally DM them and invite them to take a look at your work. You know, so it's changed tremendously. You know, when I came up 18 years ago, I was sending out a portfolio. I was sending out a leather, super, super heavy portfolio in the mail for so people could see my work. And they would have to ship it back to me. So, I mean, it's no comparison. Like, in terms of, like, selling, in terms of classes, you know, like I tell people the story all the time, like I drove 6 hours in a snowstorm to take Sam Fine's master's class, whereas now you can take a master's class by clicking a mouse. So it's made it very available for young makeup artists to really learn and hone their craft like overnight. You know, so it's awesome. It's awesome for beginners, especially if you want to get into this field. It makes it very easy for you.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, yeah. So,
do you have a job that would be like your dream job? Is there something that you haven't done that you would love to do in the beauty industry?
That's a great question. Something I have not done that I like to do. There's some things I want to check off. I don't know if it would be dream job, but there's some things I want to check off my list in terms of goals. Eventually, I would like to transition into a scripted series. I think that would be kind of cool. But I would want it to be a scripted series where I could be creative, and that's the only catch, you know, because a lot of series, like I was saying, you don't really get to beat and slay in those, you know, on television. So a scripted series that would allow me to be a key makeup artist and create a look for a very glamorous type of show would be really fun. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be something I'd like to do. And, of course, you know, on the top of my list, I mean, I want to be Oprah's makeup artist one day or do her makeup artist one day. That would be awesome, you know, just to work with someone who is so inspiring and so positive, such great energy. That would be awesome, and, you know, in terms of artistry. And I think ultimately, you know, on my list, which is also a goal and would be to, you know, possibly, you know, create something that would really make a huge difference in someone's life. So it would be, you know, possibly to create, you know, a product, a line, but it would be a line that would absolutely give back and make a difference.
Nice. Next to last question, you work with, you know, so many people out there, and I know that you're working with En Vogue. So En Vogue is a group that was out, you know, back in the 80s. You know, I'm sorry, not the 80s, but the 90s.
90s.
Late 80s, early 90s. And so, you know, and they're still out there.
Yes.
I love what you've done with their looks, because even though they're an older group, older meaning a group that's been around for a long time, you managed to make them look current with their look.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes
you
don't. sometimes, and you don't see that all the time. Like, you'll see some groups that was out, how many, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, and they kind of still have a look kind of like what they looked like when they were, you know, first introduced to the world. So what is it, is there something that you do in particular to create that look, or is it just still you and your young Hollywood glam principles?
It really is my young Hollywood glam principles. Also, because these ladies are super, super young and glamorous and fabulous. You know, like, they are, in terms of health, in terms of their body, in terms of their skin, in terms of their personality, they're so vibrant. Their skin is resilient. You know, it's like melanin heaven. You know, they have, like, the best genetics, and they work out, they eat right, and they are just super, super youthful. So, you know, what I do really works for them, and they love it, you know. So my goal is to, I want, because they are so naturally gorgeous, you don't have to put a lot of makeup on them. You know, they're just naturally beautiful. And I think that's what the 90s was, actually. It's like, you know, that natural beauty was in the 90s. You know, people still had natural hair. They had their natural eyebrows, you know what I'm saying?
right.
They had natural, you know, they had the natural lip colors. They just, you know, wore, it was a more natural era in terms of beauty. So that is true to who they are. And it also just keeps them looking young. You know, because the more makeup you put on someone who is more seasoned, the older they look, you know, because the older we get, you got to take off some of that. It doesn't work. You know, 10 coats on your eyes does not work, you know, for everyone. I mean, if you're 17, maybe. But, so, you know, I just love how they are naturally beautiful black women, and they, those cocoa browns and caramel lips and all that, they love, and it really works for them, and that's really who I am. So I just try to stick to that. I stick to making sure that they shine, have a lit from within look when they hit the stage, when they take those pictures, that they're glowy and vibrant, you know, because that's who they are.
Nice.
That's who they
Going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, you pretty much giving them a little bit of what they're giving you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. Yes. Yep. And I've always just so, you know, working with them is just like, for me, it was very surreal because, you know, 90s was my era, you know. Like, I was, you know, listening to En Vogue and, you know, taking notes on their makeup and their hair. And, you know, they were the first really to wear those chocolate brown lipsticks and, you know, deep, deep, you know, burgundy lipsticks and the matte colors and all that was really popping in the 90s. So even before I met En Vogue, when I would do, like, a dark chocolate matte lip on someone, I would say, hey, you know, like, I'm going to give you, you know, the En Vogue look, you know, and I would explain to them. And now I'm working with them, and it's, like, really surreal because they are so iconic and they're such trendsetters.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
they've made such an impact in, you know, melanin beauty and in black girl beauty. Like, they were black girl beauty, you know?
Yeah.
They set the tone. They said it. They set the tone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so before you go tonight, I wanted to ask you, what's your definition of beauty?
That's such a great question. And a loaded one, but I'll keep it simple. My definition of beauty is a woman who, and I know this sounds cliche, but it's so true, a woman who is very, very happy, because I think it radiates from within, and a woman who is just a beautiful person on the inside. You know, no matter how much makeup you put on someone, if they're not nice, if they're not a beautiful, positive person, they're not going to give off that. They're not going to give off beautiful, and it's going to be so hard for us to see past who they really are, you know, to see that they're beautiful. So someone who is super positive and beautiful on the inside, I think about, you know, when I think about my definition of beauty, it's like my mom. Like, she's naturally beautiful, like, physically, but she just has, like, the most prettiest, most beautiful, humble personality, you know? So she's always radiant, and, like, she does so much for people, and she she gives before she takes. Like, that's beautiful to me, you know.
Right.
So, and that's gorgeous, you know, no matter what. That's just a really beautiful beauty. Someone who is confident, you know, someone who embraces who they are, you know, embraces the uniqueness of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone has a lot of freckles, they don't try to hide them. Like, they know that that's beautiful. You know, someone has full eyebrows, you know, even, you know, someone that just embraces what God gave them. And, you know, it's okay to enhance it, but they embrace it. Like, this is me. You know, I love a confident woman who just rocks, you know, what she likes and is unique. Because right now we're in a society of a lot of clones, okay? Let's just keep it real. We're in a society of a lot of people who click on Instagram and want to copy what they see. And so everybody's starting to look alike. But that's not beautiful. Saying that's not gorgeous at all. That's you trying to be like someone else. That's not who God made you to be. So embrace the uniqueness of yourself. You know, I just love that, and I think that's gorgeous. And as long as you're like a beautiful person and you embrace what God gave you and what's really, you know, unique about yourself and wear that on your sleeve and you don't try to change it, that's my definition of beauty.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
And I just think it's so rare. It's very rare with social media to find that. We have to really, really, really work on being individuals and not getting caught up in what society is telling us to be.
Right. Shout out all of your social media sites. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Makeup by Myla on Instagram. You can find me at Makeup by Myla on Twitter, at Makeup by Myla on Facebook as well. And Myla Thomas Makeup is my Facebook business page. So everything is at Makeup by Myla, except for my Facebook business page, which is Myla Thomas Makeup.
Nice.
Which is my business page. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
well,
where you can
thank
find
you so-
me. It's pretty simple.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're on vacation with your family, but I appreciate you taking the time to call in and chat with us.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure and my honor. I mean, it's my pleasure, honestly, to be a part of your show. You've had some really amazing people on and just to be asked to come on and talk about what I do was a joy and a pleasure for me. So thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And and I'll come back another day and talk with
you
guys a little bit
longer
when I don't have my family waiting on me, but I really, really appreciate it.
That'll
absolutely be great.
We'd love to have you back. Well, you go
okay.
and enjoy your family
Yay.
And have a great time.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys.
So okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise, and she has some beauty news for us.
That was a really good conversation.
It was.
A really good conversation. You all bear with me and my voice for a moment. I've been having some issues with allergies, so just bear with me. But I wanted to make the announcement about IMATS Atlanta 2018. Now, for those of you who thought you heard me make a mistake, you did not. I said IMATS Atlanta 2018. So the creators of Makeup Artist Magazine and the IMATS show is bringing a brand new show, adding a brand new show to their brand, and it will take place in Atlanta, Georgia, here in the States, in 2018. We don't have any details yet on an exact date or a venue. I think all those things are still being worked out. But what we do know is IMATS will be in Atlanta next year. Now, how many of you know that this is a big deal? Like, this is huge that IMATS is coming to Atlanta. There's been no other show from what I can recall that's actually taken place here that's been very successful where they've come back another year. We do have another show in town that I think it's in its fourth year, I believe, but it's not at the caliber of IMATS and that IMATS brand. So it's super exciting that IMATS is bringing a show here to Atlanta We've been fans of IMATS for over 16 years. We've been attending, and to have one here literally in your own backyard is a super big deal, because you don't have to travel. You don't have to fly anywhere. You don't have to put yourself up in a hotel anywhere. You know, you're at home. It's super easy, and I think it makes things less stressful that it's at home. But we will definitely bring you guys more information on when that's going to take place as soon as we get it. And for those of you who may not be familiar with IMATS, they already have six other shows in existence. They have L.A., they have London, they have New York, they have Australia, Toronto, and Vancouver. This year alone, the L.A. show is normally in January. The New York show takes place in April. The London show was taking place in June, but this year the London show took place in May. Australia takes place in July. Toronto took place in August. And Vancouver will take place in October. I think it's October 14th, I believe, 14th through 17th. It's actually October 14th and through the 15th. They don't actually have a pro only show on that particular show for Vancouver. They just have the Saturday Sunday dates for October 14th through 15th. So that's the next IMAT show coming up. For more information on that show and how you can get tickets, you can go to imats.net. That's imats.net /2017-Vancouver. Again, that's imats.net/2017-Vancouver. And you'll get all the details about where in Vancouver it's taking place. Again, the dates and times of the show, as well as the classes and the seminars and who the vendors will be for that particular show. So you can get all the information there. But even more importantly, I just want to talk to everybody briefly about the Makeup Artist Magazine Pro Card. This is very important if you're going to attend the IMATS shows. Makeup Artist Magazine offers Pro Cards on different levels. If you're a professional artist and you can provide them with like a tear sheet, a union card, a call sheet with your name and the name of the show on it. Card. And then as well as discounts for the show. If you have a gold card, you can enter in any of the shows for absolutely free. Any show across the globe, absolutely free. You just have to go on and purchase the tickets for $0 online, like you're buying the tickets. But again, it's really important for you all to get your pro cards so that you can get the discounts to get into these shows and to get Makeup Artist Magazine. And so for more information on Makeup Artist Magazine's Pro Card, you can go to Makeup Mag, that's MakeupMag.com/pro. Again, that's MakeupMag.com/pro. Or you can email them pro@MakeupMag.com. Again, it's pro@MakeupMag.com. Or you can call them at 360-882-3488. Again, that's 360-882-3488. That's all I have for today. What do you think about IMATS Atlanta coming next year?
I think it's amazing. I knew eventually they would probably have to come to Atlanta. And I say that only because Atlanta is such a big production town with film and television work that it's just unbelievable that they wouldn't be here. That show gives a lot of attention to film and TV artists, as well as, you know, your beauty artists as well. But you know, film and TV artists feel at home at an IMAX show. And I just feel like it was only a matter of time. So I'm
right.
looking forward to having the IMAX in town and to just seeing this particular show grow. Like I said, this is a big production town. A lot of times people here don't have time to travel to get to an IMAX show.
That's
because,
true.
You work, sometimes you don't, when you work on a Friday, sometimes you don't go home on Friday. You don't go home until Saturday morning, 5 or 6 a.m. So no one has time to get on the plane to go somewhere, travel half a day, and then have to be back early on Sunday because you're working on Monday. So to have a show in town would really be great, and I think it will be a huge success.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually came up with a great idea for the show too. I was just thinking when you said, you know, sometimes people they're working, they don't have to go out, fly out for a show. I'm just thinking, you know, how in some of the major markets of the IMAX show, they usually have a pro only night, like on a Friday night, and then the show that Saturday and Sunday. Well, I was thinking maybe if Michael Key is interested in this, I may mention it to him, but maybe have a pro only show like on that Saturday after the show ends at 5, then come back, get a little break, the vendors can get a break, and then come back at 7 to 9 and have like a pro only, you know, some pro only hours. Just a thought.
Or you can shorten the day. I don't know what time it would start, like 8 or 9. I can't remember what time IMAX normally starts in the morning. But
I think it starts at 9, but you can start it at 8 and end it at 4.
Yeah, and then from, you know, 4 to 6 could be pro hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, but I just don't believe that you should have a pro night on Friday here in Atlanta because it's such a big production town and there's so many projects going on. You know, pros probably a lot of pros to support the amount of vendors and all the activity that's going on that Friday. I don't think it would be well supported because most people would be at work.
It'll probably be supported because, again, like I said, the pro card has pros at different levels. So you may have more like students. You know, people at a different levels, but more of the gold card holders will probably be working. Like, you'll have a few that are not, but for the most part, you know, and they're also, you know, professionals who are not gold card holders who are, you know, really big in the industry who may live here or who may be from LA or New York who's working here would like to, you know, attend that event. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do as far as the pro-only piece, but, you know, some other options are worth definitely mentioning.
Right. Right.
That's my news for tonight. I thought that was huge. I thought it was a really big deal. Like, I almost still can't quite get over the fact that Atlanta is actually coming. I mean, it's something we've talked about for years, and it's finally
mm-hmm.
happening. Great thing. It's a
right.
big deal.
Exactly.
Really big deal.
Well, a big thank you again to Myla J. Thomas. I'm looking forward to her coming back and sharing a little bit more with us tonight. I mean, some other night, rather. But I'm thankful for her coming on tonight. Spending a little of her vacation time to talk with her. She has a very interesting story. She does wonderful work. She's known as, or her work, rather, is known as is Young Hollywood Glam. And like she said, you know, no matter what the age, that's what she likes to think of her work as. So thank you again to Myla for joining us, and for those of you who tuned in all over the world, thank you so very much for your continued support. For those of you who will listen on the playback, thank you so much for joining us. And why don't you shout out where they can find us on social media?
They can find Beauty Talk on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. That's our page on Facebook. And then on Twitter, we're beauty_talk. And then on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. So please follow us on those social media sites. And then on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it, Tumblr, everything. You can follow Janice. She's at Janice Tunnell. That's JanicTunnell. Again, that's JanicTunnell. Then you can follow me, Denise Tunnell. I am DeniseTunnell. Again, DeniseTunnell.
All right. So again, thank you guys for your support. Have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about friendsbeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's FRENDS, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818-691-1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.